97.3 FM. Call 672-8989 today.
Progressive's Teen Driver Discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers. And then it's money for a school field trip. And, of course, spending money. Oh, yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's Teen Driver Discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Vanity Fair calls BritBox a delicious streamer. Collider says everyone should be watching. Catch Britain's next best series with BritBox. Stream acclaimed new originals like Code of Silence.
You read lips, right?
And Linley, based on the best-selling mystery series.
D.I. Linley, take it from here.
And don't miss the new season of Karen Piri, coming this October.
You don't look like police.
I'll take that as a compliment.
See it differently when you stream the best of British TV with BritBox. Watch with a free trial today.
You're listening to WRGN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The government shutdown continuing for at least another day. The Senate failing to pass a stopgap measure today. Republicans not willing to negotiate yet with Democrats, they say, on calls to restore Medicaid benefits and extend premium subsidies for the Affordable Care Act. Here's ABC's Jay O'Brien.
We have heard Republicans soften in recent days, saying that they do believe that issue is one that should be taken up. And even some Republicans have gone further than that. Marjorie Taylor Greene has broken with the president and Speaker Johnson, saying that she believes Republicans should take up this issue now, and she is deeply concerned about the expiration of these Obamacare tax credits. While she says she's no fan of the law itself, she believes it would negatively impact her constituents, even her children.
Former FBI Director James Comey entered a plea of not guilty today at a hearing he's charged with lying to Congress during testimony in 2020. Comey's attorneys say they'll push to dismiss the case. On Wall Street, stocks are up this hour. This is ABC News. In Egypt, talks progressing and the U.S. plan to end the war in Gaza and secure the release of all remaining hostages. U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff and President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner joining the delegation today for negotiations. ABC's Patrick Reeval has more.
And they say, quote, that steps have been made, but differences still remain. And we know in general there have been a lot of positive signs coming out of Egypt. We're now on the third day of these talks. We've seen President Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, join the talks, as well as his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. A senior aide to Benjamin Netanyahu, Ron Dermer, has also joined the talks, as well as Turkey's intelligence chief and the prime minister of Qatar.
The federal electric vehicle tax incentives expired at the end of September. Tesla, though, rolling out two less expensive EVs. Prices for the EV started under $40,000 for the standard Model 3 sedan and standard Model Y SUV. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
I'm Scott Hansen, host of NFL Red Zone. Lowe's knows Sundays are for football. That's why we're here to help you get your next DIY project done, even when the clock isn't on your side. Whether that's a new Filtrete filter or Bosch and Cobalt power tools, Lowe's has everything you need to feel like the MVP of DIY. So get it done and earn your Sunday. Shop now, in-store, and online. Lowe's, official partner of the NFL.
Macy's Star Deals Week is back. It's one incredible week packed with epic savings on the best fall styles. That means luxurious 100% cashmere sweaters are now just $79.99. The latest beauty from Shiseido, Mac & More, $30 off every $150 you spend. Plus, exclusive online-only daily flash deals and so much more. It's the one week you really can't miss. Macy's Star Deals Week is going on now. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayler. As the federal government shutdown continues, Senator Tammy Baldwin says Democrats aren't backing down in their demands.
Baldwin says hundreds of thousands of Americans will be unable to keep their health care if tax credits are allowed to expire.
I can't just let this happen and go along to get along.
Baldwin joined Kara Pitt DeAndrea Tuesday on a virtual press conference. The Milwaukee child care provider said her health care could become unaffordable. Baldwin said the only path forward is a bipartisan solution, but that her Republican colleagues are nowhere to be found. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Though Democrats in Congress like Baldwin appear unlikely to back down on their demands, Wisconsin's Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson predicts they will.
My guess is probably Democrats will come to their senses here sooner rather than later, probably this week, and say, this isn't a real good idea, Chuck. Enough of us are going to vote and reopen government. That would be my prediction, but again, it's completely in Democrats' hands. Completely. This is their shutdown. They should bear the consequences of it.
And Johnson announced during a telephone town hall Monday that he plans to donate his salary during the shutdown to the Joseph Project, a faith-based charity that he helped found. Manitowoc police are investigating vandalism to the city's memorial to Wisconsin's 32nd Infantry Division.
Manitowoc Police Captain Matt Wallander says that several individuals went to the memorial at Red Arrow Park on Monday and removed memorial bricks from the ground, and then smashed the bricks on the concrete pad surrounding the memorial and flag display. Captain Wallander noted, quote, "Our police department is looking for information on the suspects of this inexcusable criminal act so they can be held accountable for their actions." The Red Arrow Memorial was recently completed after years of work by the Friends of Red Arrow. I'm Ryan Braum reporting for the Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be sunny today with a high in the upper 50s to low 60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. There could be a few spots that get a little frost, especially further north, but lows generally mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-60s. If your bathroom needs a remodel, do it upright, interest and payment-free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
The soy complex ended the day on the plus side of unchanged. Bean oil led the price strength again today. Corn and wheat futures were sideways again, but favored the upside on the close. Lean hog futures slightly lower. Live cattle solidly higher and sharp. Corn and wheat futures were sideways again, but favored the upside on the close. Lean hog futures slightly lower. Live cattle solidly higher. And sharp gains in feeders for another new contract high.
Live from the hot cocoa stand high atop Mount Humpday, via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTurk. This afternoon, we'll chat with Rick Brock from the Brock Report. Directly following the news, Todd Bubba Horwitz from BubbaTrading.com. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now, the host of AgriTalk, Chip Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. Welcome to AgriTalk. You know, I hope I didn't step in it this morning, Davis.
Well, you just watch where you walk. You'll be fine.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I plunged right in, and, you know, just because the nice people at the treasurer's office there in Bremer County, Iowa, just because they weren't there yesterday afternoon, they're there hard at work today, and I'm going to show up to visit them later today. And I just want them to know that I do appreciate all their hard work, even if they do decide to take the weirdest day of the week off every week.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad you got that off your chest. I hope it works out for you.
You know, it's one of those just in case somebody's listening kind of things.
You think they got the radio on over there?
Well, they might. They might. Hey, KOEL, hello, Owine, Iowa.
K-O-E-L.
That's where they listen. That's where they listen. That's right. That's
from what I hear, Flory puts the O in K-O-E-L.
No, there's none of that.
It's unconfirmed.
None of that. How you doing, man? It's gorgeous here.
Yeah, really nice here, too. 72 degrees and sunny. Idyllic, I think, was the word I used this morning in anticipation.
Yeah.
And it did not disappoint, my friend.
Yeah, it is really nice. I will admit, there's probably, you know how I talk about sometimes it's just better to be lucky than it is to be good?
Yes, I do know.
There are times where
a little more preparation, a little more study might have made today's, you know, the selection of today's guest analyst a little bit better.
Oh, instead, I don't see how you could be better than Rick Brock.
Instead, on an elimination day, we are going to Milwaukee, Wisconsin for a conversation with our guest analyst today, Rick Brock. Cubs and Brewers play at 4:08, dude. It's elimination day for the Cubs, unless they can find a way slow down that Brewer offense.
Well, I don't see that. I mean, you got three games to go yet. You can do it, right?
But, no, we've got – there is one game. At this point, it is one game at a time. That's all there is, one game.
Well, I think that's some very astute coaching there. You know, you take
today,
one at-bat at a time. Let's break it down even further.
Win today and one more tomorrow. That's it. All right, let's get to the markets.
Chip wheat exports from the Black Sea region in the first quarter of 2025-26 fell 31% from the same period last year. But the slowdown clearly did little to support U.S. wheat prices. Trade from other exporters can be slow, but if it doesn't turn into more demand for U.S. wheat, it's not likely to support prices. Winter wheat in the U.S. Central Plains is being seeded into very good conditions, and establishment of the crop is expected to be awesome. December soft red winter wheat futures so far this week have traded inside of last week's trading range. D-State's HRW wheat futures 1 1/4 higher, 4.93 and a quarter. December SRW wheat up a half cent, 5.07 and a quarter. December spring wheat closed at 5.55 and a half. That's up 3.5 cents.
Not much of a surprise. Very much a sideways market in here.
Ethanol production weekend at October 3 averaged 1.071 million barrels per day, up 76,000 barrels from the previous week and 33,000 barrels ahead of the same week last year. Stocks in the week fell 44,000 barrels to a manageable 22.7 million barrels. Corn harvest is advancing across the Corn Belt and yield reports are mixed. According to a survey by Reuters, traders on average see a national average corn yield of 185 bushels per acre for a crop of 16.645 billion bushels. That's about 170 million bushels below USDA's September corn crop estimate. Today, Dease corn opened lower near session lows, end of the day near session highs. Dease corn 2 1/4 higher on the day, 422. March corn up a penny and a half, 437 3/4. May corn futures closed at 4.46 1/4. That's up a penny today.
Really good ethanol production numbers there. Big increase in production, steady on the stocks. That's a good combo.
Well, the rest of the world is pushing forward with plans to turn soybean oil into fuel. Bean oil yesterday was supported by biofuels news out of Bangladesh. Today it was estimates that Brazil's demand for biodiesel in 2026 could outpace this year by more than 6%. That helped bean oil push higher. Traders on average see a national average soybean yield of 53.2 bushels per acre. The crop, 4.271 billion bushels, down about 30 million from USDA's September estimate. Novi bean futures opened lower near session lows, rallied to close above last week's high, near the high of the day. November beans 7.5 cents higher all told, 10.29 1/2. Jan beans up 5 1/4, 10.44 1/4. March beans closed at 10.57 1/4. Up 4 1/4 cents.
December bean oil, 51.48 on the close. That was up 44 points.
Well, December cotton spiked a new contract low and then saw some short covering. Dease cotton today, 45 points higher, 64.91. Livestocks, choice graded boxed beef traded higher again this morning. Novi feeders opened slightly higher on session lows, rallied to a new contract high. December fed cattle $1.15 higher, 238.87 1/2, and Novi feeders were 4.57 1/2 higher, 368.82 1/2. And December lean hog futures down 7 1/2 cents to 86.10. Chip Flory.
All right, thank you very much. Let's bring in Todd Horowitz, BubbaTrading.com. How you doing, Bubba?
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. What do you make of the markets? I mean, the volume is certainly not anything great.
The market's
looking for direction.
The market sucked. There's no action. We're in the middle of a stagflationary period right now. We're losing jobs. Commodity prices are low. Look, I think grains are on the bottom. So, I mean, I certainly would be a buyer, and if I owned them, I wouldn't sell them, you know, if I had to. But I think, again, we're going to see some action at some point. But we just came out, Chip, the slowest September I've seen in 47 years as a trader.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not, there's not a lot to say that this is going to happen anytime soon, because until we get some participants back in the market, and it's not just the small fund money, the big funds aren't participating right now. So until we get some participation, we're not going anywhere. But think about it. Where can we go to the downside? Yes, we can go lower, but how far can we go down versus how far can we actually go up? And of course, I think we have a lot bigger upside than downside.
Yep. Just the opposite in cattle?
I think cattle's a sale. I mean, it's shown. We talked last week, and I said I thought the tops were in. It's had very topping action all week. I mean, they may go a little higher, but I don't think the fats are going to take out the highs.
Okay. All right. Gold, $4,000. Does that impress you?
Well, I mean, you got the central banks buying. You have high inflation, which is why gold, silver, and platinum are all running higher. There's a squeeze now. You know, when gold was 600, nobody wanted to buy it. Now it's 4,000. They're lining up. You and I both know how this movie eventually ends. There's going to be a pretty dramatic pullback in gold. From where, I don't know. But at some point, the euphoria is going to be gone, and there's going to be some big selling.
Bubba, always enjoy it. Thanks, man. Be safe.
Thanks, guys. And is Davis still handsome, or did he lose his touch?
Oh, no, he's very much still handsome. Absolutely. Todd Horowitz, Bubba Trading, Rick Rock is next.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
When the game is on the line, championship teams know the game plan. They communicate and work together to win. We all need a game plan to protect ourselves online. Talk to family and friends so they know how to stay safe too. Create strong passwords, turn on multi-factor authentication, update software, and recognize and report phishing. Because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld. Then share them with family and friends.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Dyna-Grow Seed, bred and tested to perform in your reality. Get the right seed with a proven history of success in your area. Dyna-Grow Seed, for real, Visit seedyoucantrust.com.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us on this Wednesday afternoon. Day before the USDA... Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
Check that. It is not the day before the USDA crop report. It would have been, of course, but we're not going to get that tomorrow. Let's talk about some of these issues surrounding the government shutdown and how the market is dealing with it. We've got Rick Brock from the Brock Report. Rick, it's good to talk to you again. How are you?
Good, Chip. I was really liking your comments on my Milwaukee Brewers. I hope they win today.
Yeah, well, I hope they don't, Rick. That's what makes it fun. Let's get back to Wrigley. Let's see if we can get this evened up, and then we'll go back to Milwaukee for one last winner take all. That's what I want to see. Yeah. You know, I tell you what, this is a season that, I mean, I enjoyed the heck out of this. The Cubs got 92 wins. And the thing is, in the second half of the season, Rick, the Brewers were winning so fast, the Cubs ended up with 92 and couldn't catch up. It was incredible.
Chip, the interesting thing here is the baseball games are a lot like the corn market. Every move makes somebody happy. Okay? I mean, I don't care whether it's a Cub hitting a home run or a Brewer hitting a home run. Every one of those makes somebody happy and someone very unhappy. And it's just like the corn market. Every move makes somebody happy, whether or not people want to like it or not. I mean, there's winners and losers on both sides. And the whole thing is they're all a game of odds.
Yes. Yep. I love it. Oh, how you been? What are you hearing?
Well, you know, I think it's an extremely interesting time. And, you know, I reflect back. I've been in the business now for 49 years. And, you know, I reflect back on what it was like in the 1980s versus now. They're very, very different times. I remember 86 and 87. A lot of your listeners are too young to remember those years. This is somewhat a reminder of those kinds of years. And so, you know, and yet we take a look at some other things that are happening. And the stock market's at an all-time new high today. You know, there's a lot of wealth being created. Dow's up about 11% for the year. Gold prices, you mentioned earlier, up 47% for the year.
Crazy.
You know, there's a lot of wealth being created. And I think we tend to dwell on the negatives and not on the positives. And, you know, there are a lot of positives going on, but it is a strange world. I mean, very, very strange and somewhat upsetting things are going on. But, you know, to reflect on agriculture specifically, you know, what bothers me is you go back to the 1980s, and because of the volatility in the markets, many farmers were what I call students of the market. You know, we had a lot of educational programs. They were everywhere. Your company did a lot. My company did a lot. There were a lot of firms in Chicago doing a lot of educational programs. Farmers were into learning how to market. In my opinion, that no longer exists. Today's age groups, they really are not interested in market. And I'm not trying to offend anyone, but most young farmers don't understand marketing. And so if you don't understand it, you don't like it, and you're not going to spend any time at it. And so it's just a different era. And, you know, everybody's more interested in just, not saying there's anything wrong with it, increasing production, the new technology, all that's good and exciting stuff. But, you know, the crop still has to be sold. And I look back over the last 3 years, you know, I understand a lot of producers are upset because everything's below break even. But I also point out quickly, we've had the opportunities. I mean, there have been some real good opportunities to sell corn, not to make a lot of money, but to make a profit. I was just looking earlier. I mean, our average selling price for last year's corn crop, let me look here, was $5.07. You know, a lot of people don't even remember how it happened, but you had to be early. So the opportunities would be there. And all I can say is, you know, I hope people start learning a little more about marketing and don't miss the next one. Because with what Bubba was saying earlier, I'm in the same camp he is. I think the grain markets have all made bottoms. I think they're There's some really good signs taking place right now. But the carryover is going to be so large, I don't think we're looking at a major bull market, but I do think we're looking at higher prices.
What are you seeing in the markets, grain markets, that have got you thinking that we've seen a bottom?
Well, several things. First of all, even with, if you use a 185 bushel corn yield, as you mentioned earlier, yep, or 186, I don't care what you use, carryover is going to be very large. But your stocks to usage ratios, we have it calculated, is probably still going to be under 14%, which is high. But that relates to about a $4 average cash price of corn. Yep. You know, most areas in the Midwest right now are under that. So you have a market that has already discounted most of the really bad news. Second thing is, you take a look at it, okay, it's fundamentally underpriced. And with all the amount of money, I was looking at a chart a little while ago about how much money is going to be available through various farm programs for producers. We're looking at an all-time record high cash flow being written from the government over several different programs. So yep, there's going to be a lot of cash flowing in to the countryside sooner or later. And I think that's going to allow farmers enough cushion. They're going to quit selling what they have.
Yeah.
And some people had to sell it at harvest time. You know, we're probably in the biggest week of harvest right now. And yet the basis levels are holding steady. And more importantly, I think if any farmer's got a computer, pull up a July or a December 25, July 26 corn spread. This is a spread that's made a major bottom. We've gone from a 36 cent discount just a month ago up to 30 cents. And we've turned the trend in the spreads. And so we were in a pretty large carrying charge market. Now that's disappearing, which, yep, tells me commercials are wanting to start bidding up to get their storage, yep, full right now. Same thing is true in beans. The November-July soybean spread has just spiked significantly in the last week, going from 60 under to today it was at 53 under. And so I look at the spreads, I look at the available storage, and you know, last year the corn market bottomed, I think it was the second week of August. We did the same thing this year. It came in right within a day of where the bottom came last year. And last year, the markets worked higher into about mid-December. I think we're going to see the same thing happen right now. I don't believe the highs that we made back in September are going to stop this market. I think it was just a pause. And while I'm not crazy bullish, at March corn today at 437 and three quarters, you know, I look at that 455 to 460 area as a reasonable upside target as we get to about mid-December.
Okay. All right, so if we can see that 455, 460 in the March corn, where's that going to put March beans? They're at roughly 1060 today. Can beans come along for that ride?
Oh, yeah, I think they are. And you know, I hope we see a surprise from China. That's what this market really needs.
Yes.
I think this market is reacting remarkably well based on the bearish news it's received. And as we look at it right now, okay, so we closed at 1057 today. You know, we peaked a few weeks ago up around 1090. I think we will challenge that market. If you just look at a basic bar chart, there's a three-point bottom on the major trend line right now. Last week's low was right on it. We had a key reversal up. Technically, this market's made a significant bottom. As you discussed earlier, the demand for soybean oil has been very strong. I think that's going to continue. And so, again, I'm very simplistic when it comes to commodity price analysis. I don't know how high this market's going. I'm just, yep, convinced it's done going down. That's the important thing to know.
Boy, and that is, you know, it's step one in a price recovery is for the market to just stop going down. Something that we need to mention, and you know, it fits with some of the things that we were talking about earlier in the conversation. Rick, of course, is also an author. There is the Brock Report, and there is this. It is, for those of you not watching on Farm Journal TV, it is a book that Rick has been working on, Grain Trading, Basics of Fundamental and Technical Analysis. Where can we learn more about that, Rick?
You know, the book sells for $45. Anybody watching your show, if they call in this week, will discount it to $30. I mean, this is not a difficult read. You can read it in three nights, okay?
Yep.
And it really does help you understand the basics of fundamental and technical analysis. And all they need to do is call our office, which is 414-351-5500, or they can go onto our website, www.brockreport.com, and they'll see it in there. But we'll give a discount through the end of this week. And it's really an easy read and will help a lot of people, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. If you get real serious about it, and I can vouch for this, you can actually sit down and read a lot of it in one night.
Right. It's not complex. It's not written for an economist.
It's basics. Yeah, it's basics. It's really good. Rick, we'll continue the conversation here in just a moment. Rick Brock from The Brock Report.
Join us as we celebrate three decades of Commodity Classic, agriculture's largest farmer-led event, February 25th through 27th. Experience game-changing solutions. Connect with thousands of forward-thinking farmers and explore innovations from over 400 companies, all focused on powering your farm forward with efficiency and profitability. Housing and registration opens November 6th. Don't miss 30 years of agricultural excellence in the heart of Texas.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes. Where December hard red winter wheat futures were 1¼ cents higher at 4.93¼. December soft red wheat up a half cent to 5.07¼. December corn futures 2¼ cents higher at 4.22. March corn up a penny and a half, 4.37¾. November soybean futures 7½ cents higher at 10.29½. March beans closed at 10.57¼. That's up 4¼ cents. December cotton today, 45 points higher, 64.91. Livestocks, December live cattle, $1.15 higher, 2.38.87½. Novi feeders, $4.57½ higher with 3.68.82½. And December lean hogs down 7½ cents to 86.10. Visit tryprofarmer.com.
At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. I'm Carrie Scott. Let's work together to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Contact me or Tracy Fairweather, your local Thrivent agents, at 715-672-5458. That's 715-672-5458. Or visit our office in downtown Durand to schedule a complimentary consultation today.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Farmers, it's harvest time and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa also has filters with low prices throughout the entire year and has specialty tools for your equipment. Keep your equipment working throughout the harvest with Napa Know-How from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be sunny today with a high in the upper 50s to low 60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. There could be a few spots that get a little frost, especially further north, but lows generally mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-60s. If your bathroom needs a remodel, do it upright, interest and payment-free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Mosaic. Mind on ROI? It's time to think ROFI, return on fertilizer investment. Learn more at InsideROFI.com.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. We are in the middle of a conversation with Rick Brock from the Brock Report. Rick, your comments about wealth creation, I find it interesting as it relates to what happened in agriculture back in the 80s. And agriculture stores its wealth in land, and it stores it in the ground. It's not only a period in which we're creating wealth in some segments of the population, even the segments that are struggling, like agriculture, it's still holding on to its wealth because these land prices, they just haven't hardly budged, Rick.
You take a look at land auctions throughout Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana in the last month and a half. Everything's been strong. There's still a lot of cash out there. It's always a question of how much cash is out there, who has it, and what do they want to do with it. It's not a function, as a lot of us might want to think, of the profitability of raising a crop. It's what do they want to do with the wealth. And you take a look at the wealth that's been created in the last year in the beef industry, the pork industry. They're in agriculture as a whole, there's still a lot of wealth. And the ones that are suffering are the ones that are, didn't do a good job of marketing and are paying high cash rents. I mean, that's a tough situation to be in. But percentage wise, I don't know how much of the farm population that represents. And based on the farm auctions, I'm guessing not that big of a percentage. But there's no question there's going to be some there will be some career changes in the next few months. But I don't think it's going to be near as bad as what some people are anticipating. I remember my old professor, John Martin, bless his heart. You always say, every market like this creates opportunities. You don't look at it as a problem. These are the kind of markets where you have opportunities to expand and grow. And, instead of getting afraid and thinking it's going to stay this way forever. I mean, that's the way a lot of us were back in 1986 and 87. And this is never going to recover. And you know what? It does. It will. And is it going to be the same? Absolutely not. Where's the demand going to come from? I'm not sure, but we're looking at some pretty strong exports, not as strong as we want. Low prices have encouraged buying of corn. Exports are running well above a year ago. Wheat's the same thing. We need a lot more of it. And, at these kind of price levels, I think any kind of surprise we get is going to be a bullish one, not a bearish one. Yeah. So, I think you got to be optimistic in this kind of a market and look at this as an opportunity to expand your farming operation if you haven't already done so.
Okay. Rick, there's all the talk about a financial aid, a trade aid package that's coming our way. How might that influence marketing decisions? Let's look at it two different ways. How might it influence marketing decisions? How should it influence your marketing decisions?
Well, at this stage, I'm not sure there's a whole lot of difference, but it gives the farmers some more staying power. And I think the more staying power that they have, once harvest is over, I think it's going to be very difficult for grain companies to buy grain off the farm. And, just like a year ago, I believe you should put your targets for mid-December and see where we're at that point in time. And, we still have a huge carryover to eat through. So, you put another 50 cents in this corn market, you know, then I'm going to want to start selling it, even though it may not be as profitable as some people would want. But the numbers are still overwhelming. But you know what? With that said, we're really cheap right now. And so it's going to allow a producer to put off his marketing decisions. But I think if we get a rally into mid-December, a producer needs to start looking at percentages of 10 to 30%, getting it priced. You know, let's do what we can to put a floor on our income and then, you know, use our gambling bushels later. But if we have a rally, sharp rally into December, then I think we should be taking some of those gambling bushels and putting them in the bank.
Okay. All right. What do you see happening in the inputs market, Rick? Everybody is talking about how this fertilizer market just doesn't want to back off and reflect what's happening in the grains. What do you expect to have happen?
The same thing. I think I just did a webinar for another company about an hour ago, and that's very involved in the fertilizer industry. And I'm going to tell them the same thing I told that company. You know, when you get in a time like this, fertilizer prices typically follow corn. It didn't follow it down as much as we wanted to, but it did level off for a while. And we are still way below where we were in 2022. And so as this corn market creeps up, I think you're going to see fertilizer prices, particularly anhydrous and potash, gradually creep up with it. Major bull market? No. But I think we will be probably paying more for fertilizer this spring than what we can book it for right now. Not huge numbers, but I don't see any downside right now on fertilizer prices as things are starting to firm up, because the news is not going to get more negative. It's going to get more positive.
Okay. All right. In the big picture, Rick, how big of a deal is it that we're not going to get the October crop production and WASDE reports?
Well, I think it's a great idea not to get them, frankly. I mean, I can live a long, happy life without more government reports. And, you know, not that they're not important, but I don't think they're going to change anything right now, Chip. I mean, you know, there are a lot of other companies monitoring yields and demand, and all I need to do is look at the spreads between the D's and July. It tells me a lot that I need to know. And I don't really, short-term, don't need a USDA crop report to confirm that. And, you know, it's good to have it. I mean, these guys, in my opinion, I think the USDA does a great job. You know, it's better than any other country in the world where they don't have such services. So, you know, people will bash them if they want, but you know what? They're doing, I think, a good job, and always have done a good job. But, you know, we get too many reports. To miss one for a month, not going to change your life, my life, or any of your listeners. I mean, you know, we have other things to worry about right now. I'm more concerned about the Cubs and first baseball game tonight than I am not about having a crop report tomorrow.
I love it. Is it influencing participation in the markets at all right now? Is it limiting participation?
Well, I don't think we've had a lot of participation for a long time. You know, I mean, as this market has come down, farmers have lost interest. You know, I know in our futures and options division, our volume is down quite a bit from where it was 3 years ago. And I think everybody in the industry is. I don't think anybody is strong. I mean, first of all, farmers don't like the prices, so they don't want to do anything. And second of all, a lot of them don't have the extra cash right now to finance a hedge account. So the participation in the markets is really down. There hasn't been any good volatility to provide opportunities. And it's like, I don't know if it was Bubba or someone else earlier said that, you know, the participation for the commodity funds has even been small. I mean, no one really wants to do anything. We need a sharp rally to get interest back up and get people doing something. And it'll come back. It always has. We always think, you know, that there's not going to be any light at the end of the tunnel, but there always is. And it'll happen again this time.
Okay. What are you hearing from your livestock guys? What do you want to do on risk management?
You know, right now, I'll be honest with you, we're not doing anything. you know, as I think it was Bubba said, you know, he thinks, or maybe it was someone else said, they think the top is in the cattle market. I wouldn't argue that, but I don't see any confirmation of it right now. Not only did feeder cattle go into all-time new highs today, the feeder cattle, fat cattle spread also just jumped. Leaps yeah. today. I mean, it's an all-time new high. So, number one, I can conclude that the risk is higher now than ever in buying feeders. I mean, to pay $1,200 for a two-day-old Holstein steer, you know, I mean, there's a lot of risk in doing that, in my opinion. I'm not a cattle guy, but I look at the prices and think, you know, at some point this will happen. We've all lived through other cattle tops. People say, yeah, but this one's different. It is different, but the results normally are always the same. Somebody gets caught at the top, and there will be a point here where somebody's going to say, you know, I can't afford to be paying $3.63 a pound for a lightweight feeder calf. And all of a sudden, markets fall from their own weight. Again, I've said this many times in this program. Markets, particularly agriculture commodity markets, you need bullish news to make a market go up. You don't need any news at all to make a market go down, and people should always remember that. They fall from their own weight, and then once the market collapses, then the news will come out as to why. So be very careful. Feeder cattle went into a fifth wave up today. That's normally a final wave, but it could be fairly dramatic before this is over. But I do agree with your other commentator earlier. I think we're getting really, really close. And the same thing is true in the hogs. I think one thing that's concerning in the hogs, and I'm not bashing any of our competitors, but a very popular program's been out there. I call it the margin management program, where, you know, they'll put a spreadsheet out in front of a farmer. And it works both in hogs and in dairy. And say, look, if you buy the corn futures here and the meal futures here and hedge the hog futures here, look, you're guaranteed to make money. You know, what's wrong with that whole theory is in the short term, it's true. But if you do it on a whole year's worth of hogs, you're feeding in margin money on hogs that haven't even been bred yet. Okay. Right. The cash flow can put you out of business. In 2011 or 12, we saw that. And now we're going through it again. So I think those people are getting squeezed.
Gotcha. Rick Brock from The Brock Report. He's got a new book out, Grain Trading, Basics of Fundamental and Technical Analysis. Looks like that. Go to www.brockreport.com. You can click on the link to the book, or you can give them a call and tell them that you heard about it on AgriTalk, and Rick will give it to you at a nice discount. Thanks, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Want tickets?
Here's a real-life story that affects 50% of all of us out there. It's called divorce. If you've gotten divorced and now you're struggling to pay your bills and your credit card debts are completely out of control, you need to call this special debt relief hotline right now. We help people with all kinds of money problems caused by different life challenges, a divorce, a job loss, even heavy medical bills. All these life events can sometimes financially stress you out and cause you to get out of control. We help people get their lives back by showing them ways to consolidate and reduce their debt, in some cases for a fraction of what they owe. If your credit card balances are more than $10,000, call us and learn how to reduce your credit card bills and monthly payments now. Here's our number.
Paid for by debt.com. Call now at 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. 800-810-1820. That's 800-810-1820.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400. 800-790-1400.
The Pioneer brand 4-seed endless quarantine beat DeKalb Smart Stacks and VT4 Pro.
They scored a 7.1 bushels per acre average yield advantage across more than 24,000 comparisons.
They're coming this way.
Woo! We crushed corn rootworm.
How'd you guys do it?
Three modes of action, baby.
How'd you clobber those weeds?
Herbicide flexibility, yeah!
Another winning season.
Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/rootworm.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
AgriTalk is brought to you by the Propane Education and Research Council. Receive up to $10,000 toward new propane-powered farm equipment. Apply at the Propane Farm Research Program at propane.com/PFRP.
And welcome back to AgriTalk, everyone. Your pal, Davis Michelson, here along with
Chip Flahey.
Yep.
Right here with me. Hey, I haven't said it in a couple of days here. I'm going to say it again. And if this message, if you're like, oh, come on, dude, just let it go. The fury that this creates in you will help you remember. Don't stick your hand in there. You're not fast enough. You think you are. You will think you are in that moment. Hear my voice in this inside your head in that moment. Don't stick your hand in there. Whatever it is, let the screwdriver go, man. You can get a new pair of pliers, okay? It's easier to fix an auger than to fix a human.
Yeah.
That's Amen. The message. Safety first. Amen. Safety first. I don't, you know, combine fires were a big thing. We talked about it as the week opened. And there's been some rain out there a little bit. But, you know, just in general, let's remain vigilant out there, everybody. We care about you. And just take care of yourselves. Take it easy.
Yeah, be careful.
Take a deep breath. You know, some guys might be out there getting a little sleepy by now, getting a little tired, a little worn down, a little ragged around the edges, perhaps. We get it. Take care of yourselves. That's the message. Slowest September markets that Bubba thinks he's ever seen. He has been on and on and on the low volume stuff for a good long time. Now he's talking about large funds not really participating in these markets. Now it hasn't done basis any favors in most spots. Things are tough there. But I just wonder if a lack of participation amid a lack of fresh news. We're waiting on the China thing. That's the whole thing. China. Yeah. Without news from there, without a catalyst really anywhere, isn't low volume trade, as we talked about, taking some of the chop out of the markets, keeping these large fund managers from fiddling around with the markets and jumping in, jumping out, pushing the markets all over the place? Yes, yeah, sideways markets are just boring to watch. They don't make anybody feel all that great. They're at low levels. We'd like to see a pop here, but, I mean, maybe a lack of volume has been kind of keeping us propped up a little bit here. Chip, any thoughts on that?
I don't know if it's been keeping us propped up or not, because right now the number one participant in the market is going to be your natural seller, and that's a farmer. That's mm-hmm. the elevator. Anybody that is harvesting or dealing with a bigger cash grain position is going to be looking to offset that risk. And so right now the corn market, the bean market, to a certain degree, the wheat market, cotton, they're all dealing with a bigger cash position held by natural sellers. And that's called harvest pressure. That's called seasonal pressure. That's called what it's typical. You can count on it like clockwork that it's going to happen. The key is how well it's absorbed. And when there's higher volume, you can absorb it pretty easy. Okay?
Okay.
Or when there is a disruption in the typical marketing of the crop, that can disrupt it as well. And we talked about it a couple of times this week. You know, this crop seems to be going into storage. I said something yesterday about, I need to find a bag salesman, a storage bag salesman, and find out what That's the right. volume is. And we got a text immediately from Central Nebraska that said bags are in short supply. So temporary storage is a real thing, and I think guys are just thinking a couple of things. The flat price on corn and soybean stinks. I keep hearing about this financial trade aid that's coming my way. That'll get me through. If we all just sit on this crop, there's an opportunity for it to appreciate in value either through board price or basis or both. Mm-hmm. And with the way the basis stunk earlier, I'm not going to argue that. I mean, basis returns to normal over time. And, it's going to take a little while to get this all factored in and get it all figured out. But if we're sticking this crop in storage one way or another, and we cannot forget that sometimes it's really easy to stick it in storage when you decide you're just going to make a pile on the ground. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can't forget that. Hopefully that's going to move into through the system sooner rather than later. But there are ways to disrupt the normal flow of grain at this time of the year, and it seems to be being disrupted.
Yeah.
That's kind of the bottom line.
Rick Brock is more worried about getting past Cubs than he is about missing the WASD report. How do you like them apples? Yeah. He sounds a little nervous. He's shaking, huh? We got him on the ropes?
No, no. I don't think he's too nervous about the Brewers getting past the Cubs. I'm just worried about one more game. Let's get one more game. National Weather Service 6 to 10 day outlook October 14th through the 18th. Above normal temperatures expected across the Corn Belt. We've got above normal precipitation expected Wisconsin, Iowa, most of Kansas. Points to the west and north of that, near normal to below normal in the northern Missouri, northern Illinois, and points to the east of that. Let's jump out real quick to the 8 to 14 day. Warm temperatures stick around. We got near normal out in the far eastern Corn Belt. And yeah, above normal precipitation, Wisconsin, Iowa. Now we're going to include northern Missouri in that, points to the west. Hey, thank you so much for listening today. Come back tomorrow morning, 10:06 Central, and tomorrow afternoon we've got Mark Rempe from Quad Commodities here on AgriTalk.
When the game is on the line, championship teams know the game plan. They communicate and work together to win. We all need a game plan to protect ourselves online. Talk to family and friends so they know how to stay safe too. Create strong passwords, turn on multi-factor authentication, update software, and recognize and report phishing. Because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld. Then share them with family and friends.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News.